Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Denny for CCR to Senate Bill 69.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 69 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education.
Representative Denny, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Members, the CCR for Senate Bill 69 is the authorization for expenditure for the higher ed. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? There are some questions. Members, the House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, is there an increase in funding for this agency?
There is a 3% increase overall. That includes stimulus funds.
Representative Reynolds, for a follow-up.
Thank you. Do we have any guarantee that the money that we appropriate for higher education will be used for the education of our students as opposed to medical research?
Are you talking about stimulus funds, Representative?
No, I'm talking about our appropriation to higher ed. I think we've been appropriating more and more, and as I understand it, more and more money is going for research, where the students think their tuition hikes are because the legislature isn't appropriating enough money, but the regents instead are sending the money off for research as opposed to for the classroom.
Well, I cannot offer you any guarantee to that. They initially were cut 3.65%, and then the stimulus funds got us back to a little bit of a bump. What we do have an assurance of is the stimulus dollars for higher ed are to be used, to mitigate any tuition or fee increases. And I hope, and we do have word from the two comprehensive universities that tuition and fees will not be increased on students. And this will help Oklahoma families during this recessive time.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Representative Denny. I already knew the answer to the question. I was trying to make a point that when the regents get the money, they do whatever they want with it, whether they want to send it to research or overseas travel or anything like that. And the legislature has no ability to rein them in. So isn't it possible that we ought to cut their budget so that they get the message that we're going to rein them in as opposed to making them special and giving them an increase when everybody else is being cut?
Thank you for your question. The reason we don't have any authority over there is because the Constitution gives them authority, and we actually are just authorizing them to expend the stimulus dollars. If we cut their budget, my big fear would be that students in Oklahoma would have huge tuition and fee increases, and that would be hard on Oklahoma families during this recessive time.
Representative Wesselhoff for a question.
Couple of questions, Mr. Speaker, if I may. Representative Denny, am I mistaken in my memory that, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, we gave the higher regents a substantial increase in budget because they told us if we did that, they would not raise tuition, and they turned around and raised tuition anyway? Is my memory faulty?
I wasn't in this position then, but I don't think your memory was faulted. I think that's correct.
Representative Wesselhoff for a follow-up.
Representative Denny, do you have any indication of how much money higher ed spends on travel throughout not only Oklahoma but the United States? You know what their travel budget is?
Yes, sir, I do.
Please?
$66 million. But a lot of that, only about 8% of it comes from university. A lot of that's from grants and organizations that actually pay for that travel.
Representative Wesselhoff for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Representative Denny, do you realize that we have no idea how many vehicles higher ed owns because they will not give us that information? They will not disclose that information to the chairman of agency oversight, Representative Wright? Do you realize that?
Yes, sir, I do. We've given them a lot of ability with constitutional authority with that. Yes, sir, I'm aware of that.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Denny moves Adoption of the CCR, will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. The following members will be recognized for debate. Those debating in opposition will be Representative Reynolds for 10 minutes. Representative Denny will be recognized following for 10 minutes in debate in favor. Members, the House will come to order. Please give your attention to Representative Reynolds. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes, 10 minutes in debate in opposition to adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I actually, in looking at this bill, I guess it's not the whole higher ed appropriation. Maybe we've already done it. Maybe we'll do it later. I don't know. You guys may recall. But all I see in this bill is $68,792,477 for the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act Fund, one that we have little say-so over. Members, higher ed is out of control. Their spending's out of control. And much of this money goes to things that the legislature, if they had to vote on it straight up, wouldn't dream of voting for. But instead, we hide behind the cover of the regents did it. Well, we can't hide behind that cover any longer. Much of the money that's appropriated to higher ed goes for research. And I suppose, depending on what bill is up at the appropriate time, we discover that research is the engine that drives the economy of the state of Oklahoma. Or tax credits are the engine that drive the economy of the state of Oklahoma. Or higher ed is the engine that drives the economy of the state of Oklahoma. Or career tech is the engine that drives the economy of the state of Oklahoma. Or common ed is the engine that drives the economy of the state of Oklahoma. Thank you. And research and development is the engine that drives the economy of the state of Oklahoma. Now, what drives the economy of the state of Oklahoma are the people that earn wages. And we heard earlier in this session, do you think any person should be paid more than the governor of Oklahoma? Well, you know what? The chancellor of higher ed is paid considerably more than the governor of the state of Oklahoma. Considerably more. And that shouldn't be the case. $300,000 plus perks while students are getting tuition hikes. You know, to this legislature, we should have never given over the ability to increase tuition. But we did. And now there doesn't seem to be a will to take it back. Why is that? Because higher ed has so many lobbyists and so many people working off the taxpayer dollar to see that it's not taken back, because it would cut into their $330,000 salaries, their $280,000 salaries. We have got people that are paid by higher ed right down the street here that are drawing salaries from the state of Oklahoma to invent things. Okay, that's all right. And then, because of the Technology Transfer Act, those people can take something they've invented on the taxpayer dollars and transfer that technology out. That's a fancy word, technology transfer. Transfer it out, and they can start companies right down here in these ad valorem tax-free buildings and use taxpayer dollars in the form of tax credits and incentives to build their business, the business that they used to, that was created with taxpayer dollars. Boy, that really helped the economy of the state of Oklahoma. So what has to be done, and it won't be done in this bill, what has to be done is we have to not grow state government, but split state government. And we have to take that research thing away from higher ed and put it into another state agency. Yeah, we will have a new state agency, but we won't grow government. In fact, it'll shrink dramatically when the public sees exactly how much money is being spent in research, when the poor students think that the legislature isn't doing its job and not sending enough money down there for them to be educated. We have foundations that have billions of dollars in them that are used by higher ed to skirt the law. Pro Tem Hobson, our Constitution plainly forbids an elected official from going to work for a state agency within 2 years after they leave office. And that law is violated many, many times. Kevin Easley, Cal Hobson, just to name a couple. When I question that, we determined that, they really weren't being paid with taxpayer dollars. They weren't being paid with appropriated dollars. The Constitution doesn't say if you're paid with appropriated dollars, you can't go to work for the state of Oklahoma. It says you can't do it. Doesn't matter what the form of payment is. Now, that won't change anytime soon. There's too many precedents that have already established that. But I don't want the students to think that their tuition is going up because the legislature isn't doing its business. Now, they may be right about that. They may be right about that. Because if you vote for this bill, in my opinion, well, we'll be doing our business, we just won't be doing it the proper way. $66 million in travel, but we can't come up with $30 million to pay off a debt we've owed the federal government in the form of Lake Sardis. It's been out there for 30 years. But higher ed can use $66 million in travel. Do you know we have overseas educational institutes? And my soul, someone will come in and tell you what a great thing that is because it educates our soldiers. That's good. Let Connecticut do it. Let Massachusetts do it. Let some other state do it. Or let the federal government do it. Shouldn't be the obligation of the taxpayers of the state of Oklahoma. I suspect it's more about having overseas facilities so that people can have nice, free, taxpayer expense paid trips overseas. Maybe that's not the case, but I suspect it is. Be happy to answer questions.
Representative Morgan for a question.
Thank you. I was curious, Representative Renslow, if you had any idea how Fred Morgan was being paid.
Yes, I do. Inappropriately.
Is that taxpayer dollars that are paying him when he left the legislature 2 years ago or 4 years ago?
As far as I'm concerned, it is. I agree with you.
Seeing no additional questions, thank you, Representative Reynolds. Representative Denny, you're now recognized for 10 minutes in debate in favor of adopting the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the reason that the bill in front of you is so short is because higher ed does not have a standard budget limit bill. They have constitutional authority, so their budget limits are done a little different. The reason the bill is set the way it is because it's a transfer of the authority to expend the stimulus funds. And these are stimulus funds that hopefully will mitigate any tuition and fee raises from the students of Oklahoma and help Oklahoma families as they move through this recession. I urge you to support this bill and let's fund higher education so that Oklahoma families and our students can get the education that they need in this state. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All those in favor say aye. There has been a request for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on adoption of the CCR. Representative Dank votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Members, if you'll bear with us. Now Representative Dank votes aye and Representative Roan votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Hickman votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Walker votes aye. Representative Onby votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Declare the vote.
83 aye, 10 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the CCR to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 69 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma State
Senate now moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debates, question before the House, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Cox votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Reynolds votes no. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Martin Scott votes aye. Representative Dank votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Walker votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Thompson, Mike, do you care to vote? Declare the vote.
90 aye, 10 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Denny now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
90 aye, 10 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed.